Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 10th, 2025. Only 37 days until spring. There have been many hard-fought battles to save Sears Island from industrial development. There are now efforts underway to protect the island permanently.
This is Jill Howell with Upstream Watch. For those unfamiliar with Sears Island, it's a 940-acre island in Penobscot Bay, connected by a causeway to the mainland and the rest of Searsport. With the exception of one road and one cell tower, the island's undeveloped. It's owned by the state, and in 2009 was divided up into two parcels. 600 acres of the island has a conservation easement restricting it to just conservation use, which is held by Maine Coast Heritage Trust and managed by the Friends of Sears Island, and 340 acres, known as the transportation parcel, are open to port development by Maine DOT. The Campaign for Sears Island recently launched a new effort called Wild and Free Forever. For decades, there have been a number of proposals brought by different governors and administrations to develop the island, and the latest of which is an offshore wind port. All of these efforts have previously failed, but have cost millions of dollars of taxpayer money to do investigations and different things to try to get these things built. So with this latest attempt to develop the island, we think it's time to put all of the island into conservation forever and to ensure it remains free to the public. The importance of the island from an ecological standpoint is pretty significant, with mature forests and wetlands, vernal pools, small streams that provide wildlife habitat and are already providing climate mitigation in terms of carbon sequestration. It's also a place that's loved by the local community. There are hiking trails, there's access to the ocean, and it's free. There's no cost to drive to the island and to walk about it. For all of the coastline that Maine has, it can be pretty difficult to access if you don't have waterfront property. So these trails and this beach right in our backyard are a huge recreational resource to local people. As part of the campaign's new Wild and Free Forever campaign, we're supporting a bill that was just introduced, LD 266. It was introduced by Searsport Representative Reagan Paul, and it's called An Act to Protect the Cultural Resources and Historical Heritage of Sears Island by extending conservation easement protections. So basically, this would put the whole island under the conservation easement by extending it from that 600 acres to the entire island. On Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at Mermaid Plaza in Searsport, the event is called The Future of Sears Island, a Conservation Conversation. There's going to be a short presentation by myself, Chris Buchanan, who's the lead organizer for the campaign to protect Sears Island, and David Italiander, who is with the Friends of Sears Island, followed by a conversation about the status of the wind port and a new conservation effort to protect the island. So folks should come and bring their questions. There will be plenty of time to get those answered and to talk about what's next for Sears Island. If anybody is interested in learning more, whether it's attending the event or about efforts to protect Sears Island, there's a number of different groups and organizations that are sort of working on this in different capacities. You can go to protectsearsisland.org, and this is specifically about the conservation effort to protect the island. You can visit our website, upstreamwatch.org, to learn more about what we're doing here and otherwise in Penobscot Bay. And then the Alliance for Sears Island is at allianceforsearsisland.org. And that's a network of groups and folks whose position it is that if a wind port is built, it should be built at Mack Point, not Sears Island.
That was Jill Howell, Executive Director of Upstream Watch. The Future of Sears Island, a Conservation Conversation, is happening on Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at Mermaid Plaza on Main Street in Searsport. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.